Officials from the United Nations Avian and Human Influenza Program are in Bali for a two-day meeting with the Indonesian government. They are assessing ways to improve the country's programs to prevent bird flu from spreading. Indonesia's head of the National Bird Flu Committee, Bayu Krishnamurthy, says officials are getting better at quickly detecting human outbreaks of the virus.
We already tripled the unit for surveillance in Indonesia. So the component of surveillance now becoming more and more complete. It's not yet perfect for all over Indonesia, but at least we make some progress.
Avian influenza is endemic in birds globally. The most worrisome strain of the bird flu is the H5N1 virus, which has caused the greatest number of human cases and fatalities since the most recent outbreak began in Asia in 2003. More than 50% of people who have gotten sick with this type of bird flu have died. Most human infections come from contact with sick fowl or their feces. In Indonesia, there is greater worry of transmission to humans who live in close proximity to millions of backyard chickens. Scientists fear it is just a matter of time before the virus mutates into a form easily transmissible between humans. On Monday, the World Health Organization warned a flu pandemic was inevitable and cautioned against complacency among public health and disaster preparedness officials worldwide. The group in Bali is expected to establish a new set of guidelines for Indonesia on Wednesday. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.